नहीं है शास्त्रों में कोई नो से आते हैं आते हाँ कि वो चीन भी कोई नो से आते होगी वो नहीं है तो मासी जेठान जे जेठान द आ यहाँ दाबो जो भी संजय जी को मालूम है चीन है चाहे नेवा ना तो तो बच्चा ही चीज तो तो बच्चे से मुझसे ना बेकुना कोनो शंजू जी से जो बच्चे से आते हैं ना संभल शो तो
ये वो में से जाए चो को फा 那所以以动机必须要发大圣明动机，为了如某一切有情众生，无论如何要迅速证得无上正等正觉，所以来此听闻正法，以菩提心来去闻法。
Okay, so because we are not listening to the Dharma teachings, therefore we should all generate the Mahayana motivation, which is that we are listening to the teachings that we are because we want to be a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings.
我们当开始学那个唱，哦，那个亲戚口里去，开始学那个唱的那蛮熟的人呢，看着他，嗯，当你去了蒙古去玩家，对着吧？啊，对，当你去了蒙古去玩家，金融及开路创业者，那里，你去了蒙古去玩家，对，印度菜儿街，当金融及开路创业者。 我说听我切的四百亿，两个三角让我看完一，啊，当你没让我冷在么家是？其实当叔叔给别人切叔叔了，啊，切啊，看了一年的，啊，到日本一年的，看了一年，我们几个人，我们家的，我们家的啊，切，天天切一顿了，对，啊，看了切一顿了，那他的，那。
像我们那是叔叔给的，没错没吧，七没吧，七那边啊，我听着七那边，两个感觉没就七呢，我听着给七来听，这不来打多少钱的，等等，你做羊毛路讲的七十钱的，我给我的是，你们叔叔给的七，啊，没错没吧七，七没吧七的，没了七十钱的吧，我听你看到这边这不的，等到那的是可用给我的是。
天天了不得啥？就看的说了什么？那叔叔就去竞争，然后竞争是个亏了问题。那我来的啥就不是？接着到竞争，啊，三百元，九百元一张，那都那那了不得用个的。大新街，假如没什么钱的，把把有钱的把人工，人不钱的也三百钱过的是，光就没就钱的没，假如没什么的钱，你光普通人。
见的吧，都随意，有什么结果的？上次是讲到了，任何所作为师，任所作为师不悦师呢，应为于正法，恶业力气回转己，今因于法少被为这个部分，那现在我们就讲新的，尽遭有情乖倒时，因习藐是惭愧法，恶业力气回转己，不因之行此圣行。 这句话是说呢，当自己的眷属或者说同伴许多的人在反对自己，这是因为自己过去无惭无愧不作非为所造的业，现在的业的果报回转到自己身上，导致很多人反对我。那过去呢，自己没有羞耻，没有惭愧，对人做出种种不当的行为，那现在这果报降临到自己身上。 而让自己造出这种业的，就是自我爱执的信念。这自我爱执让我造业，因而感生到这样一个结果。所以从此之后呢，我不再做不当之事，对于种种不好的行为，应当谨慎，不再胡作非为。
We actually stopped at the verse before this, so today we're starting with this new verse, is that when others find fault with whatever we are doing, and people seem eager to blame only us, this is a way of Shabbat's returning full circle upon us for wrongs we have done. Till now we've been shameless, not caring about others, we have thought that our deeds did not matter at all, hereafter let's stop our offensive behavior. Now actually, this verse actually is that when our own people, our friends and so on, people are supposed to be close and supposed to be helping us, start only happy to blame only us. And what's the cause of that? The cause of that is because we have never feel bad about doing bad things. about doing negative actions. We have never done confession, and for all the negative deeds that we have done, we felt do not even think that what we have done actually is wrong. So we do not really care about others, not thinking that other people matter at all. And the cause of all these negative actions actually is due to our self-cherishing attitude. It's due to our self-cherishing attitude that we do not know, or do not even know that we have done this wrong. So because of this, seeing that self-cherishing attitude is the root of the problem here, therefore thereafter, we have to stop all our negative actions.
当眷属聚合的时候，马上内部就发生种种的争执啊，导致呢大家感情破裂啊，分离。这是因为过去自我爱执的心念，对别人做了许多的坏事啊，对别人展示自己恶劣的性格。那这样一个恶业回转到自己身上啊，所以以后呢，应当要好好的保持自己的性情，好好的对待他人。
Okay, so therefore the next verse is when our servants and friends are annoyed by our habits and after a while cannot stay in our homes. Now this is the wheel of Sharapan's returning full circle upon us from wrongs we have done. Till now we've imposed our bad habits on others, hereafter let's change and show only kind ways. Now actually, now the verse is explicit in itself on page 12, verse 24. It's that when actually our friends and our servants, are not happy with whatever we are doing, and after a while we want to leave our house, and or actually the schisms in the house, where they actually start to turn against one another, they're not glad about being staying in the house with one another, they start to become quarrelsome and so on. This is due to actually the bad habits that we have imposed on others. They actually try to impose our negative behavior on others, and the cause of this imposition of ours on them is again due to our self-cherishing attitude. Now therefore, seeing that self-cherishing attitude is the root of this problem here, we should therefore change and show any kind ways to others.
自己亲近的人，像是父母、兄弟，或是感情很好的朋友，现在反而转为自己的仇人，这是为什么？会有这个结果呢？因为过去自我爱执的心念，对人心怀恶意啊，想要害人，那现在这个恶业回转到自己的身上，所以以后尽量不要再做惭屈啊，不要再有这个惭屈之心，应当让这个惭屈之心呢减少。那所以。产区呢，也就是说欺骗歪曲。
Okay, so we're going to verse 25. When all who are close turn against us as enemies, this is a view of sharp weapons returning, full circle upon us from wrongs we have done. Till now, we have held grudges inside us with anger, with thoughts of sly methods to cause others pain. Hereafter, let's try to have less affection, nor pretend to be kind while we harbor base aims. Now, actually, Holmes is explaining the verse, which is those who are actually very close and intimate with us suddenly turn against us. Now, the cause of this is because of from all the wrongs that we have done coming back to us as ripening of our bad actions. Now, in the past, we have always held grudges in ourselves of anger, and only thinking of hypocritical kind of cheating kinds of methods to cause other people pain. And therefore, since we know this is the cause of our problem, hereafter we should try to have less affection or pretend to be kind when actually when we harbor base aims.
Yeah.
Now we're on verse 26, page 12. When we suffer from sickness and such interference, especially when a goat has swollen our legs, this is a wheel of sharp weapons returning, full circle upon us from wrongs we have done. Till now, without shame, with no self-control, we have stolen or misused what others have given. Hereafter, let's never take anything offered to the three jewels of refuge as if it were ours. Now, Buddha is saying that gout is actually a particularly vicious disease in a way, because it's incurable, and actually you can't really do much actually to cure it. Actually, in general, most diseases, there are three causes for them. The first is that of the wind, second is that of the flesh, and third is that of the gall. So these are the three, in the Tibetan medicinal system, these three are the causes for most sicknesses. In this case, gout is particularly bad because it's incurable and you can't really control it. So when you get this gout, our body will actually become dry and thin. And actually the cause of this gout is none other than our self-cherishing attitude, which means that we actually care for ourselves best. We try to gratify the ego at the expense of others. So this is due to the self-cherishing attitude that we are struggling with incurable or difficult diseases. Therefore, knowing that this is the problem, this is the root of the problem, we should change from now onwards. We should not act very carefully with self-control, and we should not steal or misuse what others have given to the three jewels as if it were ours.
就像上次我们所讲的，
在这个时候修取舍是最好的。如果已经罹患了难以痊愈的重病，啊，像上次讲的一样，啊，心里就观想别人所生的重病，啊，像因为内分泌所产生的疾病，啊，水肿等等，经年累月发病，这些病痛就化成黑光的形象，啊，从别人右鼻孔中出来，进入自己的左鼻孔，由自己来取受。那这些病痛呢，就融入到自己的病痛上面啊。自己如果生什么病呢，就融入到自己的病痛上面。那或者呢，堆积在自己自我爱执的心念上面，而自己所有的善根化成白色的光芒，从右鼻孔出，进入到别人的左鼻孔中，啊，使得他内心种下了善因，并且得到善因的乐果。那这个时候呢，可以好好的来修取舍。
Okay, Holy Singh, he has already elaborated in the past, if actually we happen to be struck with an incurable disease, whether it be from phlegm and finally resulting in water getting accumulated in the body, whether if that's the case or other diseases, when so long as the disease is incurable, we can actually do the give and take meditation, giving and taking. So how actually do we do this? Which means, out of the right nostrils of others, of the sentient beings who have this disease, the same disease as ours, if all these diseases of these other sentient beings come up from the right nostril, they come into our left nostril, all these diseases of others come up from their right nostril, enter into our left nostril, and all these diseases has already entered into us, we can actually send it to the area of our body where we have this problem. or either send it to the area of our body we have this problem, or we actually direct this disease of others into our self-cherishing attitude, which is an area where we think there's a self-cherishing attitude of us. We send this disease of others into ourselves, either to the area we have the disease or actually to our self-cherishing attitude. And after taking on their suffering, we have already accumulated great merit, right? So this great merit, we actually breathe out now. And this great merit will come out in the form, I forgot to say, the disease or others that we breathe in must come into us in the form of black-colored light. Now, when actually we breathe out all this happiness and merit we have accumulated, they'll come out of our body in the form of white-colored light, out from our right nostril, and go into the left nostril of other sentient beings. And when these sentient beings actually breathe in all our happiness and our merits, they will actually receive fruition of all the happiness and all the merit. We are so kindly dedicated for them. And in such cases where we actually have the difficult diseases, incurable disease or otherwise, it's the best time for us to do giving and taking meditation.
Nobur sudube nujo gajalebe hot kala chi susule na sodam teni chi le osona tabudam chi phu unge dona ti gari gi chen chi orisne ta chi mama na susu zaw chin bi chen ni chin zin khu ye onge ni be a lama la ta ten de gi chi yedam o ten de la tam sin chi sung go ya chu sum ma sum ba chen ni tam sin na be Jawab saya siapa? Oh, tinggi langit berarti tak kuyung ke orang. Nanti entah dah punca tinggi kecil, tangsi nampilah tinggi megi orang semua tisu sama tak ni macam panggil yang sama je boleh.
Transcendental, 意即乎禅身, 因习为水于世言, 恶业力气回转解, 精英断离不善业. 是说。 突然之间，自己产生一个剧烈的疾病，为什么会这样呢？因为过去自我爱之的信念，老是认为自己很重要，因而违背了上师或本尊的誓言，必须要遵守的誓言，违反这些恶业回转到自己身上，所以以后不再造作违背誓言的不善业。
Okay, now we are on page 13, verse 27. When strokes and diseases strike without warning, this is a wheel of sharp weapons returning, full circle upon us from wrongs we have done. Till now we have broken our vowed words of honor. Hereafter, let's strong such non-virtuous deeds. Now, actually, when strokes and diseases actually come to us suddenly, without any warning whatsoever, the cause of this is due to our not keeping our commitments to our teachers, nor do we keep our commitments properly to the meditational deities that we call the Idams. As a result of these not keeping our commitments to them, we are therefore are now suffering from the bad, from the resultant negative fruition of all of these. Therefore, since we know the cause of it hereafter, we should actually stop such non-virtuous deeds, especially with regard to our broken vows of honor to the Guru and to the Idam.
Jagoyagi, Jawang and Botija, Maja Bache, Jamogoya Gita, Tamich, Chuk Nani Chiati Pasha. But Jagoyati, Tamichuti, the Menziche, or the Niche Vichengi, and it was in the Tata, and she chugging Nani also with Tang, two songs of Kandichi and Mountain Day, Kojutsujima by Yati, or the Jonamana so Tichibe. Tiris, langi ke sanjo ti kuyu oris. Da pinche tu botan, san botan, gombo los, tu san gonson ki lela, ya hochi san bo che yin, san ju che yin, san bo che ne, tu san gonson ki lela ba ju go oris.
以住所知心迷案等先清其正法故，恶业力气回专辑精英勤修文等会。那就是说呢，我们不管做什么样的事，比如说学习修心的法门，变得非常愚昧，不知道怎么思考，智慧好像非常的薄弱。为什么会有这种现象呢？因为在过去生应当放弃的坏事不放弃，不可以放弃的正法却放弃，把这些不当的坏事当作是正法。那所以这样的一个恶业造成自己在修行佛法的时候，在闻思修的时候无法思考，变得格外的愚昧，这是过去做这些事情恶业回转到自己身上。所以以后应当要发心努力的去做闻思修。
Now, verse 28, when our minds become clouded whenever we study, this is a view of sharp weapons returning, full circle pronounced from wrongs we had done. Till now, we had thought that the study of Dharma lacked prime importance and could be ignored. Hereafter, let's build up the habits of wisdom to hear and to think about what the Buddha taught. Now, actually, whenever, sometimes when we study, our minds start to become clouded and we seem to become rather stupid and with no wisdom. Now the reason for this is that in the past we've accumulated the propensity for considering the negative actions as being that of a proper or skillful actions. We take the negative to be positive, take the unskillful as skillful. Now as a result of this propensity for all this for mistakenly regarding the negative actions as positive, therefore the resultant fruition now is that whenever we are listening, contemplating or practicing the teachings, whenever we are not able to do them properly. Therefore, since we know that the cause of our problem is this, in the future, therefore, we have to build up the habits of wisdom to think, to listen to teachings properly, to contemplate on the teachings, and later to put the teachings into practice.
修了这次念起两百次当被修了这把三把一两个三千人了靠我一当你去时高我这把家子修了这次是大家两年两次结果结果的关了让说你也不是你可以的这哪几个家里面写的那些的中心是一节的但哪年两次都是结成说呢公家给你的看到这个人的结婚的那时候你留的你可以的留的留的不能我的他可以结婚的结婚他们你等着去了这把杀吧也是那你去了等着这把的这把杀下吧的那呢去十年的来去高压的过一年的去十年的变了我让这个去我去十年的了，毕竟呢，这些人的那种，就叫人他不松懈的，我都是人都都不腻要的，人都都不去腻要的。这种这些人的那种，从不光荣给一帮人们听的，装着嘛就不接，没肚子痛，啥就为了嘛下，哎呀，过些钱的吃个皮子给，下菜菜给也嘛就不接，那都是去另外的去管他们。我听着现在去了等别的三个月的吧三个月的我到那一个人去了等别的吧的去干涉过来去干涉给出自己学员吧去去路偏心那么听着了不起卡断的卷着解释解释那么听着解释也呢然后去了等别的吧的我听着啥下边两个两个吧啥下边这不得他等到上来吧去给哪里那么去结婚的郎送你可以那么去另外一条都是用个这事这样的现在去给他带来别干了这里跟我这个人上面那么结婚这事
心法每为 困眠妇因于正法积障故恶业力气回转集精英为法勤苦行就是说我们在修行实修佛法的时候马上就想睡觉要讲话聊天就格外清醒稍微修行一下比如说禅修或是要做功课课诵马上就想睡为什么会这样呢因为过去对于正法造作罪障做了因正法 依正法所生的罪障。这比如说谤法，好像有教法，教法是三藏，那有正法，正法是三学，三藏与三学是教正二法。那对于教法，像是将佛法记载为文字的这些经卷，不恭敬，放在地上，用脚踩踏，不把它当作一个礼拜的对象、恭敬的对象，或放在坐垫底下，这些都是对正法造作罪障。那或者上次有稍微提到了，因为教派的分别，教派与教派之间互相来批评，这也是因正法所造的罪障。那过去造了这样的业，这个果回转到自己的身上，那所以现在一修行就想要睡觉，所以以后应当努力的为法做苦行，努力的来修行佛法。
Verse 29, when sleep overwhelms us while practicing virtue, this is we or sharp weapons returning, full circle upon us from wrongs we have done. Till now we gathered the causes for obstacles hindering our practice of virtuous acts. We have lacked all respect for the scriptural teachings we have set on our books and left texts on the ground. We have also looked down upon those in deep insight. Hereafter, for the sake of our practice of Dharma, let us gladly endure all the hardships we meet. Now, Holmes is saying that when actually, we are talking or gossiping, we are usually very much awake and conscious. Now, on the other hand, whenever we are doing practice of the Buddhist teachings, we are listening to teachings, or we are doing meditation, our sleep always overwhelms us, overtakes us, and we always feel very sleepy when we are doing Dharma activities. Now, Holmes is saying all these actually is due to the fact that we have lacked respect for the Dharma articles, for the scriptural teachings, such as we have left them on the ground, or sometimes we even leave them under the cushion seats we are sitting on. Now, as a result of all these negative practices, therefore, whenever we are doing anything that's positive, especially with regard to the Dharma teachings, we always feel asleep and are not able to carry well to completion. Therefore, since we know that is the cause of our problem, we should therefore, at the present, commonly stop these. Instead, we should hereafter, therefore, for the sake of our practice of Dharma, we should gladly endure all the hardships.
Nemo lagamai chibetse neta koe nemi magombe lani tanjo rano kawa yu dani koe yinjong chiwa jangos dani nemo bo lebe gabu chadong monson lebe shiragi gabu che denge nani chi sudugone si bina beji si kasakale inde ati lebe shiragi gabu mudigati tengune
爱着烦恼及散逸，生死无常，过未习，恶业力气回转起，精英猛力测验离。这是说呢，如果我们非常喜爱烦恼，非常喜欢这个贪嗔痴，而且也很爱散乱，就是心里念头非常的散乱，喜欢想东想西，总之是爱好烦恼的那方面，这种心非常的强烈。为什么会这样呢？因为你没有思维无常的道理，没有思维轮回的过患， 所以我们一定要好好的修死亡无常的道理，不要老以为什么事物都是经常如此，它好像是坚固的，是常的，不会有变化。也要思维这个轮回的过患。那过去呢，因为不思维死亡无常，老是以为事物是坚固的啊，而且喜欢轮回的圆满快乐。那过去如此，老是把轮回的过失看成是功德啊，所以现在呢才会喜欢烦恼，才会喜欢散乱。那以后应当好好的去想轮回有什么样的过失啊，看自己是否能够生起对轮回升起厌离心。
One major point I missed out earlier on, on the previous verse, is that Holiness is saying when sleep overwhelms us while we are practicing virtue, this is actually due also to sometimes our sectarian differences. We criticize teachings from other lineages. We sort of despise teachings that from other Buddhist lineages. As a result of these two, it ripens out in the form of us very tired and sleepy whenever we are doing the right kind of Dharma practice. This point I missed out earlier on. Now, with regard to this, the next one, when our mind wanders greatly and runs towards delusion, there's a wheel of sharp weapons returning, full circle upon us of wrongs we have done. Till now, neglected to meditate fully on defects pervading this transient world. Hereafter, let's work to renounce this existence and see the impermanent nature of things. Now, actually, Holiness is commenting that whenever our mind starts to wander and go towards, every kind of negative action, of negative thoughts or defilements, be it the three poisons of anger, ignorance, or attachment, or greed, anger, or ignorance, be it the three poisons or any other scattering thoughts, which is means our mind cannot be fully or well concentrated. Whenever our mind simply goes towards all these negative, unskillful kinds of thoughts, the reason is because we've always been seeing the defects of samsara as being merits. We're seeing all these defects of samsara as being perfect. We're taking the negative aspect of samsara as being positive. Now, as a result of us mistakenly viewing the world as such, therefore, and thinking the world as always being permanent and always being good, therefore, since we know this is the cause of our problem, therefore, from now onwards, we should actually meditate fully on the difficulties or the defects of this samsara world. And very importantly, we should also always bear in mind the impermanent nature of things.
Chetha chacha kandhi chemiya chi mandu shata shu mugindo na chido kari hine chi kazi chi chikale chi kazi chi sasa chi ne ya yaji mandu chi ma shata mandu shu mugindo na ati lantar chetha sebe chen re sire ngama nas lal jyotan dhabati chi laba chi su chi ne ada gaya mandi gaya mandi gaya mandi gaya mandi singa suna bise kwa jo mandi lande chit sebe neba de da ta de dusa anindo chene gari chene ma peya chi yungi ori chesa ta shinche ne zola sulam beba cha zobo zobe top chene ani chao gari yanyi nebe zobe kocho gwele ba tosu chene jaya tila nga beba
任所行事皆错退，业因果理其轻毁，恶业力气回转己，今因情形人等业。那就是说呢，如果你不管做什么样的事情都失败，都不能满意，像修行佛法，你再怎么样的努力，再怎么样的谨慎很郑重地来修行，结果越来越退步，完全没有丝毫的成长进步，这是因为轻视业果所造成的结果。那过去轻视业果，认为说做什么事情都没关系啊，怎么样做都可以。那轻视业果到造成现在做什么事情都没有成果，所以以后呢应当好好的穿着忍辱的铠甲，好好的修忍辱。
Okay, now page 14. When all our affairs, both religious and worldly, run into trouble and fall into ruin, This is a period of Shatrughna's returning full circle upon us from wrongs we have done. Till now, we have felt cause and effect could be slighted. Hereafter, therefore, let's practice patience and strength. Now, Holiness is saying that no matter what we do, be it religious or is it worldly, we always find it unsatisfactory and that we cannot actually bring it to a completion, to a successful end. Now, therefore, no matter how much effort, how much caution and care we expend into the activity, it always becomes unsatisfactory and unsuccessfully completed. Therefore, the reason for this is because we feel that karma can actually be slighted. We feel that we can do whatever we want, and we think that nothing actually matters, even though we have done bad things. So therefore, since we know that this is the problem, hereafter, we should therefore wear the armor of patience and strength, and therefore try to cultivate patience and strength whatever we do, and in that case, we will not have problems, both religious and worldly.
Ani zimbos riju chase lobor suyeche nabi shula rite chebai lani sanjo rala kawai tani nabi shula dobar chas riju sidoma la dachi azada mama la yasuo tene achi chado chebo la suba ta khadi musak chi shavrin doya la suba ada gendi lani ko shi ne tene chi achi shavrin doya la suba khadi chene ya pungi maba chene
ti pe ti pe ne ba a to sun bo gen bo na ti ka ri che o sen da se wa ma na sa che a ta di to di du le ya che ri ti che da che ne ti che le go ti che ri ti che ani che ha yin ne ka shu ge ha ta na shu ge ha che ni ye de ta na shu ge ha ta zu le ya che ya ri ti che a o ten di che be ge chi chi o ton da de Rindu la so kadi chene ya penya meba a do rindu ya na moti yonge wares che sa ta shinje le yo tindi ki nabi cho di to dedo o ta na ji ge che nabi cho ki tene a ha o tu tu sumu le le ne jeti che ya di jagi he jeti meje sa bache ne a do wongi re cha re
Sui li feng shi wei yi chou chang yin yu xie fang you xi wang 恶业利息回转己精英折返西方类这是说呢你向上师祈祷向本尊祈祷礼拜供养或者是迎请僧众供养僧众来修法会但是呢就都没有什么样的益处也没有什么样的帮助为什么会这样呢因为过去生寄望于鬼神魔类对他们有所信赖那在这天神当中呢有护持 佛法的善品天神也有黑品的天神那我们对于黑品的天神寄望过深所以现在修什么样的法都没有益处反而得到的结果更糟糕所以以后呢不再寄望于这些非佛法的这鬼神类
Now, when works before never seem to be fruitful this is a way of short weapons returning Full circle upon us from wrongs we have done. Till now we rely on the gods of this world or on skillful actions to bring us relief. Hereafter, let's turn it another direction and leave our non-virtuous actions behind. Now, when we offer prostrations, make offerings to the meditational deities, the idans, to the teacher, or actually we commission the assemblies of monks to actually perform puja for us. Well, even though we've actually done all these things and then the results never seems to be to come actually, it never seems to achieve our objectives of for commissioning the puja and so on. When this happens, what is the cause? The cause is because we rely upon the gods of this world. And with regard to gods of this world, there are the Buddhist and the non-Buddhist ones, or perhaps those gods perform skillful actions or wholesome deeds, or those gods perform negative or unwholesome activities. Now, because in the past, most of us have relied upon those gods who actually did unskillful actions or unwholesome deeds, and the non-Buddhist deities, Therefore, whenever we now that we are doing the pujas and all these kind of things, we're never actually able to get the desired objectives from our offering, from our prostrations, and from our puja. Now, seeing that we are already identifying and knowing the cause of all these problems, therefore, now we have to cease relying on the gods of this world, and actually to cease relying on the gods of this world are our unskillful actions to bring us relief from our problems.
Sanjay Bala, Yichi Manjay Bala.